This is Yarns the Yard with Scotty
and AB.
Here we are again. Home, yeah. Home of the yard.
Yeah, I had a couple of weeks off, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's laziness on our behalf, to be honest. Like, yeah. I'm going to say our. I'm not going to point fingers.
But it was you.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't think it was me this time.
Really?
No, I was away, and then I said, let's do a podcast. He said, nah, let's wait, because we're halfway through a result. I might be, then we'll wait, leave a week, and then we'll lose so many listeners, you know. But, like, thanks to you, our avid fans,
yeah.
You stay afloat.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still, thank you, we're still on. Everyone who's willing to listen to us.
I think the great point is that we've actually, whereas when we first started and we were almost counting listens by the singular, we actually don't care now. We're into four figures. We're done.
We are into four. Wait, fuck, yeah. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Of course we are.
Yeah,
nah, it's great. Anyway, no, straight away, let's just get into it. Our results week.
Yeah. So all teams have played.
Yep.
Oh, how did we go in the 1 day free North, Scotty?
I might talk about the latest weekend's results because I don't think I can go back to the one before playing Double View Kareen.
Yeah.
Is that this week? Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the week before?
Yeah, we've only played one because it was only the top team that had.
Oh, yeah, it was a bye. Yep, yeah. Sorry. Yep. Yeah. So I'm on the ball here. Yeah. Really.
Going well, Scotty.
Yeah, going well. Good way
we
to start.
We literally spoke about this 30 seconds ago.
Genuinely 2 minutes. We're like, yeah, this makes sense. Okay, so the one day is play Double View Kareen. I'll start us off pretty fine here. We won the toss. Oh, no, did we win the toss? Yeah,
this is first. Another one of yours where you don't know whether we batted first or not.
No, so we did bat first. Okay. Do you know how I know we batted first?
Why?
Because we hit 82 and they chased it down really quickly.
Wow.
So I'm assuming they didn't declare at 3 for 85 off 20 and then we fell short.
Oh, it would be a great story.
Devastating. But we started off with a little game of duck, duck, goose because it went duck, duck, duck to start the game.
Oh, I don't know if I want to embarrass anyone, but is there any performances with a bat that's worth talking about?
Yeah, Muhammad Sundries, 23.
Oh.
Abe Garaya at number 11 hit 16.
Okay. That's respectable.
And
16
that's the
out of
only
80
double
win
figures.
Muhammad Sundry's got 23. So.
Yeah, and then a lot of eights and sixes and stuff.
Taught me through the bowling, surely.
Crispy, Yarni, and Ray all got ducks, especially Ray. Don't forget, Ray got a duck.
Okay.
Run out, hilarious.
But bowling, surely yeah. There's someone in there.
Yeah, Ray, 8 overs, 2 for 8.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, so not a ton to talk about here. Junior,
yeah,
40 years old. I know he had his 40th.
I thought he made 40.
No, no, 40.
I made 40 and we made...
Nah, 3 overs, 1 for 18. Got a wicket though.
Yeah.
So Junior got a wicket. And his 40th birthday that I got invited to. Then AB said I couldn't go because I had to watch the bar. That did legitimately happen. He went, oh, I've got to take off for a second. Can you watch the bar? I was like,
That's for later in the piece when we talk about our tea break.
That was so annoying. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. But no, that's about it. Yeah, I'm quick result. We got skittled. Far out votes. Muhammad Sundries, I'll give the 3-2.
Yeah. Junior the 2, surely. 40th birthday?
40th birthday, Junior gets 2. And one vote, Abe Garaya, batting 11 and top scrum with 16.
Very nice.
Hashtag no way, Ray. Go away, Ray.
So the eights, we played old mates Murdoch Melville, your mates from last week on the podcast.
Best friends.
Out
was it last week that I've used them?
Or the week before, whenever the last
every week.
Was,
yeah. Hashtag fuck Murdoch.
Wow, we literally spoke about you not swearing.
Yeah, it's a hashtag. I'm not swearing, I'm repeating the hashtag. It's trending.
Like I said, we played Murdoch Melville out at Tompkins Park for the second time this season.
Oh, the fixtures suck.
And it's terrible. They're first, we were second. We were down a couple of batsmen from our full-strength side. And we lost the toss. They came out and they've made 160. Is it 165, sorry?
That's yeah.
But they were like 2 for 90 after about 20. So we pegged that back
well
pretty
done.
Well. Mainly down to some slow bowling from Shitty, Sully and myself. Just got in there again, Scotty.
Well done, Sully and Shitty.
Anyway, come out to bat. Oliphant is taking up the Hobbsy role, as we've started to call it.
Hold on, who started calling it this?
I did.
Okay, I wasn't a part of this. Oh, wow.
Hobbsy role, it didn't last very long, though. Who's coming at number three? I'm trying to.
I don't know. You should have looked up the results while I was doing the one days.
Oh, hold on. I was playing in the game.
You were playing Bejeweled.
Oh, Smithy. Smithy came in at three.
Good Squirtle.
Didn't do. He got to 11. Did okay. Then brought Shitty to the stand. We made 50 odd. Basically, the tale of the tape is we got down to two balls to go, needing three to win.
Oh, this game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I was at the wedding. Yeah, I was wondering why. Yeah. I swear we talked about this. No, we didn't.
No. It hasn't been yet. We haven't had a podcast yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, two balls to go. Shitty's on strike. We're eight down at this stage. After Brad Skidmore coming in, we've gone 6-6-4 out just to get us back in the game. Anyway, Shitty snicked up, choked.
Standard.
Should have got the sound effect going for that one. So that's brought Callum Tomlinson to the crease. One ball, three
runs. Cal weighs, honestly, because most people know him, but probably weighs 40 kilos soaking wet and doesn't know which end of the bat to hold is a fair way of putting it. Perennial number 11.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
Oh, great guy.
I literally wouldn't have seen him score more than two runs in a single innings.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. Anyway, comes out. Last ball of the game, three to win it, two to tie, six, not only over the rope, over the fence at Tompkins Park, Cow Corner.
Oh, I know what you mean, onto the road.
Yeah, that's, into the houses.
Yes.
Pitch invasion, right, by the rest of the eights. We're going nuts.
Understandable.
So, did a bit of context. So, the opposition skip throughout the day in the field, A little bit suspect. So he's had a crack at Jimmy Carnegie for calling wides. He's then abused Squirtle at square leg.
Oh, he's so lovely.
In relation to a run out, right? He's then come storming off and checked the book, like not sort of quick shake of hands and then gone and checked the book. You know what's great about this? The book was wrong. In our favour.
Oh, because I saw the results, and when you guys told me the story, yeah, he was six to win the game of basic. And then you look at the results, it doesn't look, it looks like he was just rubbing it in.
So actually, we were two runs ahead further than we should have been. So when Cal got to the crease, he actually only needed one to win.
Yeah, and he hit a six.
So now he just looks like ultra aggressive Cal.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's like, when I saw the results, I was like, you guys made this sound like, oh, it was amazing. And it turns out he was just bullying.
That's why it almost like the two runs to go. The story is so much better.
Oh, so much better with that. Because it was two runs to get until.
Yeah. Well, I was actually happy. I said to him, just keep it at 169. And he was like, no, it's 171. And I was like, okay.
We'll take that percentage.
We roll on. We're still second. We play third this week. And basically.
Votes?
I'm going to go, you know what? Just because it's clutch moments, I'm going to go Cal Tomlinson. Three votes.
Love it.
Won
over
the game.
Cal Corner.
Won the game. Cal Corner.
I've hit 200 runs there, but it's Cal Corner now.
I'm going to go two votes. Mikey Ellett bowled really well and got himself run out trying to get the team across the line. Mm-hmm. I would give the one vote to Shitty for getting the 50, but...
Was very, very important.
But he choked right
at
the end.
Yeah, choking.
So I'm going to give it to Brad Skidmore, who just came in and went four balls, 6-6-4 out, trying to just get us back in the game. You know, just...
That's filthy. Yeah.
Just, so that's me.
That's very nice. I'll move on to the Sixers. I've got some... So AB and I, like, if you guys haven't noticed, when we do results, AB goes, I want to take this... We decide each week. And when we say decide, as a result, AB goes, I will only do the eights in the top team. And I go, okay, I'll do the other results. And the way the season's gone, the other results suck.
Hold on a second. One day is almost in the finals.
Yeah, they suck.
Wow.
I don't always do the one days.
Okay.
But I always do the Sixers. And the Sixers.
Apart from the first game of the season when they won.
Did they?
Yeah, I did that one.
You did too, didn't you? You would, you son of a... Nevertheless...
Anyway, go on.
They played Kalamunda. Looks like they had two umpires, which intrigues me more. But I played Kalamunda. We came out to bat, you know, let's see how we go. Let's have a shot here. 68.
Oh, we batted first.
Yeah, we hit 68.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
How many overs, sorry?
Ooh, it says zero, so that's not right. 26.
Wow.
27. Okay. Glenn Tomo hit 20.
Do you reckon they went for tea break?
I don't know. Actually, it's interesting. I don't know. I'll have to find someone out.
Yeah.
Would have missed out. Well, that would have really ruined the tea for Tammy having to come out.
Well, we know that you can do it in an hour.
It's easy to do, so it's not that hard. nevertheless, here we go. So, Brian Calamunda, roll out for 68. Glenn Thompson hit 20. It's return game for the club.
Yeah.
Swanning got a duck. That's pretty funny.
Mm.
So, nothing big there. And then we went out to bowl. They 3 for 69, chased it in 19 overs. So, they played not even 50 overs.
Anyone with the ball?
Yeah, G-Mac bowled well. 8 overs, 2 for 12. And Timmy Shearer, 6 overs, 1 for 25. So that's pretty nice. I'll go through the votes quickly.
Yep.
Timmy Shearer, I'll give him one vote for his 1 for 25. He's been bowling well this year, so yep. Very good by him. Two votes I'll give to I'll give to G-Mac for his 2 for 12, mm-hmm. just trying to bowl a fight. And three votes, Glenn Thompson, come back to the club, trying to and gave, obviously, when he hit a third of the team's score, usually that's a pretty good score, but not in this case as much. So that's all the right, awesome Sixers results. Moving along, second 11.
Second 11. So we were playing Whitford's out at Whitford's. Interestingly, right, so we've won the toss. We put them in the bat. Not sure how I feel about that when you're a weaker batting side.
I just never believe in bowling first.
Yeah, no. Agreed.
Bat first every time.
Yeah, even though...
I don't know if how the team take that decision, would you say, AB?
Not sure.
Not sure. Fair enough. Play on.
No comment. Play on, yep. On your way. So, we've come out. We bowled them out. Sorry, they've got to 7 for 146 after the 40.
That's not... So, that's actually not too bad a bowling performance then, 146.
It's interesting, though, that you only be 7 down and only get 146.
Maybe they're just not very good.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they are bottom of the league, actually. JB, 5 overs, 2 for 17, including 4 whites. That's an interesting one.
That's impressive.
Chris Smith, your boy Chris Smith.
My boy.
What's going on here? 5 overs, none for 26. 7 wides in that.
Ooh.
So it's like...
What was this pitch? Was it like a metre wide or something?
I don't know.
It's a really
know.
Thin wicket.
The only one who's got that? Luke Brambilla. Lukey Brambilla. 8 overs, 3 maidens, 1 for 19. He bowled pretty well. Anyway, we get to the batting. Oh. So we did a bit better than we did the week before, but all out 111. Scotty. Chasing 146.
That's not far off getting there. Oh, that's disappointing, boy.
So Bobby Ballantyne.
So hold on. We've had three teams get skittled for
280. Yeah. Bobby Ballantyne, 29. Phil Heyman, 23.
Oof.
And the rest of them are all under 10.
Wow, this has been a good week. I'm glad we've decided to do fast results this week.
Let's go,
sad.
Let's go votes. I'm going to go JB, 2 for 17.
What's that for your one?
Sorry, 3 votes, sorry.
Oh, because that's how you ordered
the votes. Yeah, Bobby Ballantyne will go 2 AB. Votes, 29. And Phil Heyman can get 1 vote.
Yep, very quick and nice.
Topside
playing Whitford's after a massive win the week before against
top
of the league.
So we played bottom of the league.
Yep, playing bottom. We go, you know what? From one high, let's go to one massive low. You know, after you climb the mountain, you got to go back down it. Pretty much is what happens. Let's go to the trough. So we've come out, played Whitford's. Don't know who won the toss. I think they won the toss. They batted first, and we all know you should always bat first.
Mm.
And hit, especially because I assume it's a batting wicket, because they hit 268.
All out?
Nah, 6 down.
Oh!
Yeah.
So, anyone take wickets?
Well, they had an opening hit 109, just quickly, so that's well done by him. Wickets, Watto, 3 for 65 off 19.
Oh, wow.
McElhane, 2 for 73 off 28.
Wow.
It's a big effort bowl on there.
Who got the one?
I think it's a run out.
Oh, God. Two bowlers took wickets.
Yeah, run out. So, two bowlers took wickets. Yeah. Yeah, not the greatest. Robbie obviously bowled all right. 16 overs, done for 43. So, the spinners bowled a lot.
Yeah.
But looks like there wasn't a lot going on there.
Pretty weak bowling lineup, actually, in the ones. So.
Yeah, no Chechi, no G. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, a bit harsh. But nevertheless, we've come out. Chance to chase down a big total. We've got the batsman. We've had all the boys pretty much in besides probably Hoodie. So you got Robbie, Fence, Kong.
Yep.
Got the chance.
Freddy. Yeah.
What's that?
Freddy.
Titties?
Titties.
Yeah. Light titties.
Barnsley, yeah.
So Fence got out early. Titties, and I'm just going to say this, sick of everyone giving him shit about what he does. So he hit 5 off 51 balls. And everyone is absolutely just talking about Gerard being like, fuck, he bats slow. I'm like, yep, face 51 balls. Let's go through. Everyone else on that team just gets skittled for nothing. Like, you need someone to bat around. Yeah. So Kong.
Do you?
No. Do you? So there's a big difference between placing 51 balls and blocking him and playing and missing, I feel, AB.
So can I just context?
No, let's just keep going here. So
you do need someone like that in your side.
In the top side.
Who can bat around.
In the top side.
Only in the top side.
Only in the top side.
Oh, fuck. Well, maybe I should be there.
Maybe you should be in the top side. There's a big difference between holding up your end and wasting balls.
Oh, stop it.
No, you do fine. That's why we're going well. We're the batting power play team. Enough about us being the best opening pair in the club.
It's legitimately right.
It's a thing. It's a thing. But Kong hit 50 off 61.
Yep.
8 fours. Just pretty Kong-like. Freddie and Watto put up a real good fight. We're in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Down, what was it, 5 for 67? I think it was. Jeez. 5, 1, 2.
Chasing 280.
5 for 67. And then Watto and Freddie have put on like 80-odd. Freddie, 29 of 106. It's probably the best he's batted for the club so far. And Watto, who is dead set, allergic to 50s, 48 of 87. He just hates them. Like, he hates 50s like I hate tons. I respect it. I respect a man who doesn't like the milestone.
Okay.
You know what? It's not about the milestone. It's about just getting the job. 48 is just as good as 50.
Yep, okay.
You know? And so he batted really well. It was really funny. Like, so we got bowled out for 181.
Yep.
And lost the game. But there was this funny little period that you were here for when watching where Whitfords was so far behind the over rate.
Yes.
That, because what's the rule? Every over past 6 o'clock is 6 runs?
Yes. Yes, that's the rule.
And they were 10 overs behind the over rate. And their spinner sucked something awful. So they didn't want to bowl their spinner a lot because he was just god awful. And so if they had to bowl them to get through their overs quickly, there was a point where we were sitting there watching Freddie and Watto bat going, we get to 6. We're not going to make the – we will not make 268.
We could make 200. On that, though, is that it's not just the 10 overs. It's the time taking to also bowl those 10 overs.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Like, it's it was more than 10 overs, I think, that they were –
I think it was about – I thought it was about 10
we worked it out. 13 that they were going to – it was we calculated
well, – they ended up bowling 65, so they were 15 overs short.
Yeah.
And that would have been near 6.
Yeah, so I think it was about 13 overs, which worked out to be somewhere around 78 runs.
Which is where we got to – we're on 180 and you go
– so if you make another 25 runs or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. So that, like, don't get me wrong, when G went out there, did a womp hit 17 or 15 or something, but like –
and Freddie, the only problem is you have to have batted out the overs.
You have to bat out the whole thing. That's why it was like when
so
Freddie
you get those runs, plus you bat out the overs, so you're going to do it. Basically.
There was just a point when Freddie or whatever, it's like, oh, we're going a bit slower. It's like, yeah, but so are they.
Yeah.
And it's not like there was lots of wickets falling. There was a reason for them being slow.
Yeah, so those. So basically what you're trying to say, I'm hearing, is that Freddie and Watto lost us the game?
Yeah.
Right, gotcha.
No, Watto, 48 off 60 or something.
Watto will enjoy that. He'll be sitting in his car listening to this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And hey, get around our listeners. Freddie couldn't give a fuck. Sorry, no swearing. Couldn't care about him.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We're going to get an explicit rating.
No, I couldn't care about what Freddie thinks because he's not listening to us. He was talking about the podcast. I'm like, don't listen to us.
His granddad is, so hello.
His granddad does, so, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
How's Kenya?
That's the results.
That's the results. I'll give my votes, sorry. Votes for the top team. It's pretty bleak. One vote I'll give to Aaron McElhane, 28 overs, 2 for 73.
One vote?
Yeah.
28 overs?
Yep. Two votes for Kong, hit a 50. I can't.
Yeah,
he's, and three votes, Watto, 48 and 3 for.
Yeah, that'll do. Like, yep.
Just absolutely no doubt, best on ground. So I'm a bit unlucky lost for the top team because that really puts us behind the eight ball for finals.
Yeah, so the interesting one on the top side is so I heard a few of the guys say, oh, we can probably afford to like lose one more game. It's one of those divisions where I reckon if we win every game from this point onwards, we'll probably be second or third. But if we lose a game...
Like one, yeah.
You could be sixth or seventh. It's that tight. So, but I still think they're in the hunt. I think we've got a fairly strongish team. Chech is back the next game.
G's back this week.
G's back this week.
Hoodie's although back in. We've lost Watto.
Well, Watto's a B and Hoodie's the A. So,
yeah.
McElhane's missing. So we've got... Yeah, so I think, look, I think if we perform, we'll win. It's as simple as that. Second team back against the wall. They've got to basically win everything and hope some results go their way. As we said, third team are shot and they've just got to starve off relegation.
Keep going. They've got some good things that could happen.
Yeah, they've got some young players, development players. It's a long-term plan, that one.
And eights are in a pretty good spot looking for finals, and so are the Wanderers.
Cool. Beer pong.
Ah, the beer pong, yes.
So, you weren't here, you were away again.
Lano, it's fantastic.
So,
don't talk about my trip.
It was an okay turnout. It wasn't a great turnout.
Yeah.
Lukey Brambilla and Cam Lynn have taken out the win. And so this is...
I've heard differently to who's taken out, but you who explained this, who actually won.
Yes.
Who got the trophy.
So Lukey Brambilla has now won this thing...
Three times.
First, the only 3 years it's been going.
For 3 years, he's won three times.
And which everyone's like, oh, Lukey Brambilla is a great beer pong.
Which would make you think he's a star.
He's not, right? No. He just picks a good partner.
Yeah, so he had Dan McCoy first year.
Yep.
And Dan did, yep.
Yep.
Last year, he had me, which, again, was...
And Cam Lynn certainly carried him this year.
From what I heard is, someone sounds like, oh, yeah, you carried Lukey last year, but Cam Lynn literally sunk every single cup there was.
Yep. In the final, he did every one.
Oh, he sunk literally every cup?
Yep. It may not be true, but I'm saying it is.
Oh, okay, that's a much better story.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but... No, well done by him. No, what I want to know is...
best on ground, though, on the night.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Best on ground by night by a country mile. And Fence was second.
Oh, Fence, I could see, will be at every event, will be one of the top guys. Just every
Fence
time.
Was on fire. But Adam Smith, Squirtle, you know, by far the greatest, was just on fire on the night. There was a moment there. Now, I'm going to get this wrong because I don't know what it was, but it sounded a lot like Magic the Gathering, right? Where he was explaining this scenario-based roleplay-esque thing to a drunk Fence and drunk Razzie, right, at the table out there. And I just turned for a moment. It was just a beautiful picture where he had them eating out of their hands.
Do you know how I know how beautiful this picture is? You messaged me at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I was
saying,
like, I've got to speak to someone.
This is the greatest thing ever. Smithy's outside talking to Greyballs, Cog and Fence. And I'm up in Lancelot drinking with my mates. Be like, what the fuck has happened? Like, just like, why have you just messaged me this? Like, and then when he went back to Cog's house.
So I kicked him out at 1:45 in the morning or whatever it was. And no joke, I expected them to go their separate ways. Oh no, Fence, Smithy and Razzie have gone to Macca's and then gone back to Razzie's place where they've kept talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So they were like best mates.
They probably would have talked about the great emu war, I bet.
And this is why you get lower graders and top graders together, because there's a beautiful moments that happen.
You and me, AB.
Yeah, well.
Except okay. We're both top graders. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, well.
Well, time for our first guest.
Always enjoy a guest. I love the way you say first guest. What's that alluring to? Only guest, maybe? No, very exciting. It's someone we've actually wanted to get on for a few weeks.
Yeah, we've been trying to get this guy on for a while, but he's got a fully booked schedule.
He's a very busy man, which is surprising with his state of...
Is this our first newcomer to the club this season on the show?
I think it might be. It's very exciting. Well, for those who are wondering who it is, welcome to the program... Ronan Van Elswick. Van Elswick. Let's get a little cheer for him.
How are we, boys?
Woo! Yeah. How we going, Ronan?
Yeah, good, AB. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, very well.
Very happy to finally hunt you down, mate. I said I've been wanting to get you on here for a while.
We've been trying for weeks, Ronan. Your schedule's been booked up.
Yeah, it's all been booked up, mate. All been booked up.
Yeah, that's good.
Busy boy. How are you enjoying the club, mate? It's your first year with us, as we said before. How have you found North Perth for your first time?
Yeah, good. Good, yeah. Great so far. I've been taking a few fourfers and fifers, so you're not going to complain with that, are you, from the sidelines?
Oh, you would be would be complaining if you were playing with them, I'd say.
I've had a look at Ryan as this newcomer spinner, and I just said, well, I could have a crack at that. I could do a bit of that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is bowl full tosses, right?
Mate, exactly. They'll be caught from deep cow corner, mate, so...
Yeah, that's any way you get him, you know, and that's the thing. You know,
So you've made your way down from Scarborough District.
Scarborough, Wacker. He's kind of a big deal.
To North Perth. Now, there's a bit of relations with Tewett Hill and North Perth. So, related to a long-time legend of the club, Jared Leach. How is that relation? Is it cousins, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, straight. Yeah, first cousins, yeah.
First cousin. So what took you so long to get down here, mate?
Yeah, bit of a while, hey. No, don't really talk to him too much, hey.
Oh, fuck.
Apart from a bit of howdy-cowdy on Christmas Day or something.
That's all right. Christmas Day's still a good time halfway through the cricket season. What is that? What are you getting? AB just pissed himself over here. I get that. Stop it. No. You've come down and you're playing that second. So what I want to get is you've started in the top team, and I just want to get your own opinion on how that first game went for you, because you're going well in the seconds. AB, go away. You're going well in the seconds now. But how did you find that first game in that top team going? If you could talk us through it.
Yeah, good. Like, I had a ripper of a start that Raz threw me on and went for 28 off the first over, so...
28? I didn't realize it was that. I knew it was 28. Okay.
Now, it was something like that anyway. Like, it was just half-trackers, full bungers, so...
That's all right. But you found your craft in the second 11, though, I've heard, over the last little while.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, pretty good, Hobbsy.
That's all we want to see, mate.
So, Ronan, the reverse raffle. I heard you got very close to getting a best and worst on ground on that. From the boys, so...
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
You're sort of playing into a bit of an onion, mate. I hear?
Pardon?
You're interested in a bit of a raw onion, I see?
Yeah, mate. Got it down in, I think it was saying like 28 seconds or something.
Go through the way, because we sat there and watched JK and Freddie struggle with an onion for about 20 minutes. And you've just not. How did you just go about it? Like, what was your tactic on, I'm going to beat this onion? How'd you go about it? Just head down?
Head down.
Yeah, well, Mickey gave me a nudge on the shoulder. He said, just hold your nose, mate. It's all about the smell. So just swallow it. So took that on board and then just went from there.
It wasn't actually that hard. It was like eating an apple, just, you know. I remember we were just sitting there having a chat. He brought us on an earlier podcast. We're having a chat. He's on, Ron's going to eat an onion. What an idiot. And then turned back a second later and it was gone.
Yeah.
It was like,
what? So we certainly didn't back you in.
Nah, didn't at all.
Now, Ronan, mate, you're probably the only person to have seen the coach play.
This.
Yeah. So, what was he like, you know, as a player? Because apparently he's retired. Even though we signed him as a player coach, awkward. but, you know, I take it you played a few games with him or at least watched him at the Nets when he was playing?
Yeah, because is he as good as he says he is?
Yeah.
That's what we want to know.
Go on, give us the goss. He won't be listening, so don't be worried about that.
Yeah, I've only played a few games with him. He's not too bad. Gives it to a few batsmen. But, yeah, he's not too bad.
How equate him to someone. At the club, what would he? What sort of level is he?
Yeah, where would he bowl bat? Like, if you're comparing him as a batsman and a bowler to blokes at our club, who would you say he's like?
Would he get in the second team?
He'd be probably like a bit of a Tim Shearer.
Oh,
oh wow! Okay,
wow.
Okay,
all right.
So he's more of a, is he more of
definitely
a bowler?
Not. Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Yeah, he's probably more of a bowler.
Yeah, okay.
Batsman, yeah, he'd probably be coming in about a 6 or 7, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
In our third, you're thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know next time he gives me batting advice.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, but you're just a 4-for-11 batter, apparently.
That's fine.
That's
all right. That's interesting to know. So also, the biggest thing that I want to get you on here for, Ronan, is I was, as a few boys, infatuated with your last job. If you could just give us a run through of what you previously... I'm sad to hear it's not going anymore, but... And you could tell us of your demise. What was your last employment ship?
Yeah, so it was at a... I was a bit of a... sexual doctor sort of a thing.
A sexual doctor? Is that what the role, right. Is that what the role was called?
No, definitely not. It was just a bit of a retail sales role, which was just...
No, stick to sexual doctor. I like it.
So much better.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, obviously helping people through their needs and shit like that. Like, stuff like that anyway, AB.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just trying to find what they're looking for. trying to find their spot at the end of the day, if that's what you call it.
So what have you what are some of your better tales of working at the old dildo factory? What were a few of the
what was your biggest sale?
Biggest sale in terms of size and money.
Yeah.
With a couple of odd things.
The biggest sale I picked up benefit was. Definitely the dick pump. Probably about an $850 big dick pump.
Jesus.
So that sets you back, definitely.
Did you get a bonus for that?
No, definitely not, but I'm sure they would have.
Very good, Ronan, very good.
But yeah, you whack that on for 30 minutes three times a day. You usually see results within the month. So.
Mate, are you still working there?
Are you still working there? You're giving us a bit of, I'm about to say plug, but that's not the wrong word to use, isn't it?
No, it's quite interesting. Cause I remember you when you did get the dick pumps out. I literally rocked up to training or a game, and you've just gone, hey, Hobbsy, guess what I did today? And he was so excited. I was like...
So, Ronan, how did you get the gig?
I literally quite easily just applied on Seek, so it was just a job application that.
Right.
And then sat three interviews.
Three interviews? Well, I suppose if you're going to be a sexual doctor, you've got to make sure you're fully qualified, I suppose.
They've got to really choose the right guy for the job, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of right guy for the job, why are you not working there anymore then?
Yeah. So I'll give you the little debrief. They assumed I was stealing money out of the till.
So I
turned around and I said, mate, I definitely haven't done that. Have you got any sort of video evidence of me doing that? And they said, no, we don't. You just look a little bit suspicious around the till. And I said, okay, really? And he goes, yeah. And I said, mate, that's probably me just rolling a dart on the side of it. I said, can you just show me the video? He wouldn't show me the video because he knew he had nothing on it. And it was a day before my probation. So if he fired me a day after, he would have had to pay me out redundancy.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So I said to him, I said, mate, you're saying I've stolen $42.25 instead of going absolutely huge and going to the back door and stealing $6,000. So I gave him that sort of a stupid answer and he went, yeah, no worries, mate. Do you want to finish off the rest of the shift? I said, if you want me to finish off the rest of the shift, you think that I'm stealing money, why would you put me on for it, mate?
Yeah, good answer. Cool.
And that's when you walked out with a sack of dildos.
Yeah. That was when I stole big time there, Ozzy.
Yeah, that's when you went, why would I steal money when I could steal 10 dick pumps?
Yeah.
Sell them on the black market.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Ronan, obviously, we're almost two-thirds through your first season with the club. How you sort of you brushed us off with an initial answer here. How have you found it? Are you enjoying your time down in the club? You're playing in our Colts, in our seniors, in our T20, getting amongst it down at the social events. Or take it, are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, mate, really enjoying it. Yeah, it's a good club.
Good, you'll be down for another year. Though, a bit more.
What we're trying to say is you're coming back next year.
We're trying to sign you up, mate.
Yeah, definitely coming back next year.
That's good to hear.
I do always appreciate hearing those names. Also, just because it's a general question we ask everyone on the show, tea breaks, we love them, we care about them. What is your favourite tea break item when you get in there and you go, you look at the spread, what are you looking for? What are you straight at getting in for?
Ronan, probably watermelon, hey?
Oh, you're my boy, Ronan. I love a bit of watermelon. Yeah. That's a great, great call. And another one that we always go for here is cordial flavours. I know you're young, you've come from Wacker, it's all different.
Yeah.
But what's your cordial flavour of choice?
Jibbo's is shit.
Jibbo's is shit.
Jibbo's is so bad. Either a lime or a peach iced tea, I reckon.
Yeah, he's coming. You've got opposite ends of the scale here with the peach iced tea. But I love the peach iced tea call, mate. Very happy.
Yeah, good, Ronan.
Ronan, I feel like you're an avid listener naming those as your answers. Watermelon, peach iced tea.
Yeah, I knew I liked you. He's going right up there. If we've got a board, we should get a board with people's name.
Favourite people we've interviewed.
Yeah. He's right up there.
Absolutely.
He's Ronan. Shot to the top.
Ronan, this has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, mate. I'm very glad we got to have you, mate. I'm looking forward to seeing you down the club soon for a good year.
I think we might have him back in a few weeks.
Have him for another yard. I'm pretty happy with it. Yeah, it's been great.
All right, cheers, Ryden. Thanks so much.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Catch you later, mate. Bye.
Yeah.
This next section that we're about to play.
Yeah, so look.
That was pretty good then.
Yeah, it's not a bad one, yeah. All right. Look, I'll be honest, all right? You've had your good bloke 11, right? Which everyone loves being a part of.
I've actually really enjoyed the beacon of hot light we have in the club.
So, we try. I've renamed
it's we.
Yeah, you're in this.
We.
Yeah. You just said you're going to take good bloke and I'm going to have average bloke or shit bloke as it was at the start, right? Now, I've had to rename it from shit bloke to average bloke, right?
Well, I think we brought that up ourselves. I said you can't call bloke shit bloke, so you should call them average blokes.
Okay, so I've done that. And apparently I'm still causing offence.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of trouble for this.
So I've renamed it again, right?
To appease certain people. But it's not even renaming.
I've changed it.
I feel from what you were telling me, the concept's actually changed.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes.
Like,
let me go into this. So, you know how Collingwood had their pack, as they call it, the Rat Pack, right? Which was like Dane Swan.
There's a secret name for Collingwood players.
Who was the other guy that went up to GWS?
Daisy Thomas, Alan Didak.
No. Who was the guy that went up to GWS?
He's sure.
What? Heath Shaw.
Daisy Thomas and Alan Didak.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Whatever. I was just making a point. You didn't have to hammer it home.
I'm just trying to make a correct point.
So I'm going to build my own Rat Pack. So these are the type of guys that are a bit rough around the edges.
Yeah.
They're, be great on a night out. But all around, they're not going to necessarily make the good bloke 11. Doesn't mean they can't. But apart from the fact you made the rule that you can't be in the Rat Pack or the good bloke.
I don't think I made that rule.
All right, well, then I have Razzie in there then. No, I can't.
Well, I don't think Razzie would be the kind of guy who want in your Rat Pack.
That I'd want in my Rat Pack.
Is he really a Rat Pack kind of guy?
I think he is.
I don't think Kong's a Rat Pack.
T-Rex?
That's just being a drunk.
Yeah, well, that's enough to get in.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Anyway, he's
that's
not.
It's a weak
So I'm going to go through it. And I've had to put a bit of thought into this. Mm-hmm. In terms of like position.
Because you don't do anything at work, so you've got something to do now.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. okay. So I'm going to go from the top.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm ready for it.
Now, you can challenge me on these because I do have some backups.
Cool. Right? That's good to know. Cause
it's not a hard thing to pick. So opening up, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at opening pairs. right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, given that you've said I've got to be in this side, right?
Yeah, because when it comes to rats and average, yeah, I think you embody what this team is.
So, you're in there with me. One or two.
I don't know if I'd say I'm a rat pack. Well,
yeah, together, I think you are.
I think individually I wouldn't be, but as a part of a syndicate of you and me,
It's very ratty.
It's very ratty. Out there abusing each other across the wicket.
Across the other opener. Yes, see, abusing each other. It's a very ratty thing to
do. Yeah, yeah, eating our young.
And then the best thing about when we abuse each other is when some of the opposition try to get in, like, we both shut them down.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Sorry, have you been here all day?
Yeah, you're not part of this. Get your own friends to abuse.
Okay, so okay. 1 and 2, done.
Okay, so straight away, your outback is up. Cool.
So outback is us.
So you've got, just saying, is this a full 11?
Yes.
Okay, so you're picking a full 11 straight away.
I've actually got 11 and supporting staff.
Oh, wow. So this isn't going to build?
No. So this is the team currently. So it can still change between now.
Oh, so it's kind of like in the AFL when they pick their, like, this is our Australian team, and each week they
Exactly right.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
So number three, mm-hmm. I've gone Aaron Fenton, right?
Yeah, I was ready to just be like, you can't have, but yeah, he is a good bloke. He's in my good bloke 11.
Not yet, he isn't.
Yes, he is. He was named a few weeks ago.
Aaron Fenton?
Yeah.
Oh, then he... But broken the rule, he can't be in it.
We can take him out, that's fine.
Yeah, well, he's gone.
Well, but I can see him being a bit... The rat is just because of the...
When did Fence get in your good bloke?
After there? The Knacker Cup.
Oh, right, yes, gotcha. Okay,
yeah, see,
so he's out.
Okay, bang. That's good. So Fence, that's worked out well if we're going to play this game.
All right, well, then just move the batting order up while I think about somebody else.
Okay.
So Mickey Martinez...
Oh, yeah.
Just because the party would be insane.
Also because he's King Rat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is... He has a pet rat that comes down to the club every week.
Yeah, true.
Well, he's the... He is full rat.
The mascot. But yes, Jed's now the mascot.
Jed's the mascot. Oh, I got better ideas for what your mascot should do.
Phil Heyman coming in next.
Yeah, I can say that. He is a naughty video getting sent around. That's very ratty.
Yeah. All right, I've got a replacement for Fence. It's a pretty poor replacement, but Sean Atkins.
That's a very poor replacement for Fence, but
he's very ratty.
He's very ratty. He's a bit
so
of
context
a
for everyone. You must have played a game this season to enter the pack.
The 11.
The pack. Yep. Let's call him the pack.
Yeah, I can see Shitty being a part of that. He's a bit, you know, hang around the bar. Dance with your grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Field in your budgie smugglers, that kind of...
Yeah.
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 Freddie Fedor.
You've jumped the gun. Freddie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, absolute just little rat that got stuck on a boat and came over.
Yeah, definitely. Brad Propaldo, sorry.
Exact same, came over from Italy, stuck on a boat, little rat.
But also, we'd just stir things up.
Oh, yeah.
He would just, you know, he'd be like, oh, hey, this guy said this about you, this guy. Yeah, he'd be this kind of,
pulls,
and he'd wind you up something proper.
Pulls a lot of pins in the grenade, just to see what happens.
Yeah.
And he would wind me up
a
lot.
And it would be great to view.
And he's a rat.
Side is very ratty so far.
Very ratty. Like, I didn't think the literal term rat would be used, but it's actually quite literally ratty.
So now we're moving into sort of that bowling around.
I like how you've actually made this team. Like, I've just got good blokes. You've gone, no. We're structuring this.
This team would never get on the park after a night out. We'd never go home. Dan Stimpson comes in next.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He hasn't played a game this year.
Yes, he has, T20.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, one.
That's qualification.
He's in. Just really? Very, very ratty.
Yeah, rats only have one testicle, so that makes sense.
Really?
No! You've just been like, really, rats have one?
No. I mean, really, does he only have one testicle?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to take some... Can you imagine
that's
the bus?
That's why everyone calls him one nut.
I've never heard anyone
stimo
call him
that. Stimo is a term in Australia for someone having one nut. It's when they're stimos.
Stop it.
You genuinely believed it for a second.
No,
I saw
didn't.
Your face.
No, I You're didn't.
Like, Stimo's like one
Anyway, we're moving on. Liam Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
Straight in.
That's not even a rat. That's more like a, like you know, like a hamster. Like yeah. A fat rat. Like one of those. Big rat. What are those things over in South America?
What about a wombat? Is it like a
wombat? No, they're not wombats. What are they? They're in South America. Far out.
Anyway.
Cooper Libre kind of things. On.
Keeper? Josh Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The drunk Josh Gray.
Oh, that's not a rat. That's just a pest.
that's and then,
a festering rat.
And then Matt Chech.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for baiting.
Yes. But also we need someone to drive the bus.
That is he important. Doesn't drink. Someone who's not drinking to drive everyone around.
And our coach, I've got Murray Schofield.
Oh, the Lord. Yeah, absolutely. See, he's safe as houses for his coaching role.
Manager.
Yeah.
For some reason, there's a coach and a manager. I just needed to make a position. That's fine. Matt Mead.
Yeah, the rat, the tip rat. I think he should have been your mascot.
Yeah,
the little tip rat, little rat rod. The rat rod could be the mascot. So tip rat is
the T person. Because we're, you know, we're.
Oh, you want a tea? You're just yeah, okay. You want a tea lady?
No, tea person. Tea because persons. We, you know, yeah. we expect everybody's
yeah. everyone to, yeah.
And demographics. Kevin O'Neill, just for the fingers.
Oh, Kev, just staring. His fingers weren't that bad last time I saw.
Yeah,
okay. We've probably cleaned them over years, but yeah, think about and him. Curried egg made by those.
Cordial for no other reason than I just need a spot for him. Jared Leach.
Just to get him in the team. Yeah. He hadn't played a game, so you got to make us cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Leachy. But
off the back of the interview today, Ronan.
Ronan should be in there nicking $42. Like, surely he's a...
Yeah, so that's my rat pack team.
Dr. Sex. Yes. Well. Yeah, guys, that's the rat pack. I'll be interested to see if people are trying to... Now, out of that, so that means...
Hold on. I'm getting to it. So obviously, with that... There is someone missing from the average bloke.
I was going to say.
So I'm handing back Josh Watson.
I'm pretty happy with that.
Because I don't think Watson makes the Rat Pack.
No, because he's a great bloke. And by handing him back, I really do believe that that means...
Oh, no.
...that I get another inclusion into the good bloke's 11. He should have been there week one. And I've held off. What a just... Come on. Do I have to talk about him? I think I've talked about how great a bloke he is.
Well, you know that, you know, he injured himself gardening in the middle of the cricket season?
Yeah, gardening. That's good of him. Doing the right thing. Taking care of the world. Probably mulches a lot. Trying to save water. I bet he does. I bet he mulches. He's gardening because he's trying to take care of his plants, family home. Beautiful white picket fence, I bet. Beautiful wife and children.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
slave labour, making her do the cones.
Slave labour, mate. I wish we had, like, she can do the cones. I'll give her a snake every week for that. He is just the most no-brainer, good bloke 11. I think the thing is I want to sit there and talk about how great Watto is, but I think I already have for half the episodes this year.
Yeah.
But I can do it again.
It's all good.
He could be captain.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
You can see that. You thought he was an average bloke out of this just random...
Oh, no, me and Watto have got a relationship.
Watto and I.
Where we were in the best menage a trois I've ever been in part of. Me, Watto, poor and Leach.
Bree. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, who's really lucked out here, Bree or Ali? Bree's either been really unlucky or Ali's been very fortunate in that situation. If that's a menage a trois, what do you want? Ali's either fucking won the lotto.
Leachy was the
Leachy was a third. Then you've both lost. That's good. You've both very much missed out there.
All right.
I really like that song. That was really good. And as a hint towards our next guest.
Yes, second guest of the episode.
Another two episodes. It's a two guest episode. Very
this
exciting.
This is a big one. This is a big one.
Big one, figuratively, literatively, everything.
I think he's got a fair amount of stature at
he
the
does.
Club.
He does, because he's hit a lot of runs for the club. He really, well, with what people think is he wants to come on to defend his
Well, we'll get to that in crown. A bit, but, you know... Without further ado, this is the first team captain, Jamie Rasmussen.
Great. Well done, Kong. Welcome to the show.
G'day, boys. Woo!
Oh.
How are we, Jamie?
Yeah, guys. Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
That's good, mate.
Well, nice to get a call nice and early.
I told you. To be fair, I said 9:30 between 9:30 and 10, and it is 9:45. I could not be more on the ball.
9:50. I've got it at. But anyway, yeah,
that's 5 minutes fast. Kong, what are you doing? Hey, did you have to run to another room from JC? Are you in the spare room?
No, she's asleep, mate. No, I'm just in the living room. She's asleep.
Oh, you're in the living room. Okay, that's good.
Okay. Not cool.
In.
All right.
That's fair enough. Good. So we can't have JC come in here and see what's going on.
It would be great if we got JC down here actually while he was on there.
That would have been a lot funnier. We should have done that. No, Kong, we'll start off with simple things, mate. You've been at the club for a few years now. You originally came down after... I'll let you explain. How did you originally actually come down the club?
I think it was, a few of the mates playing down there, Meaty, Smitty at the time, and then I think Rutgers and Leachy were joining. And actually seen PD a few times at parties that Al Smith and Deb Smith would have, and he was pretty loose and he would always say, nah, you wouldn't come down and this stuff, and Scully as well. Yeah. And then set up a meeting with Scully, and as Scully always says, Meaty came down as my manager, and we had a few drinks at the Breakwater and the other reason, and then, yeah. Decided to come down.
And that's it. You've never wanted to leave. It's the greatest club in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a place you've fucking moved in across the road to get closer to us.
Yeah, fantastic. You moved within about, 400 metres of the club?
630, I think it is.
Oh, wow.
how is that? How have you enjoyed that, walking down and walking back this year?
It's pretty good. It's a massive improvement from the $50 Ubers each way that I used to have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Living up in Iluka.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now, just clear something up for me, because Brad Pearce, our association sort of chairman, didn't believe me when I sort of told him about a certain T20 innings that happened earlier on in the season. Like, literally wouldn't believe that it happened.
Bucket 120.
126, I believe it was, off for about 59 balls. I'm sure someone will correct me. Was that you, Jamie Rasmussen?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it might have been me.
Yeah, it might have been you. Yeah, good.
Yeah, that might have been you. But how many... Well, with that innings, like, we'll just dwell on it, because you've had a few highlights this year, but that innings, I'd say, was probably your biggest so far. Like, it's pretty massive innings, that one. How'd you go just absolutely destroying that one bloke for 4-6 in a row, and why didn't you have a 6-6 over?
It was a bit of fun. I actually went to school with that guy. He normally keeps, so it wasn't that impressive, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, no big deal. Right. Yeah, 126, whatever. No big deal.
Trying to build this up.
Okay, another one is, so you've had a good start of the season. The question is it true you've only hit 150 this year?
That is true, yes, Scott. Yeah, okay. I have only hit 150, yes, but we won't talk about the rest.
That's all right. And so... Does that mean also, just want to confirm here, that you've only hit 150 this year and I've hit 3?
You have hit 3, yes.
Yeah, perfect. That's what we want to have. So I just want to just confirm. Just that's all that matters. Don't worry about it. Yep. That's good.
Razzy, can you, just for the people at home and potentially the guy on the other end of this desk, just explain how to get from the 90s to the 100s?
Normally, just... don't get skittled like I've seen Scott get done a couple of times and hit the ball. Normally just a four will do, or a couple of singles. I don't know.
Or don't get bowled. I heard don't get bowled in the 90s.
Around the legs, I think I've seen. Yeah.
I did not believe play, it was
or with
around
a,
the legs.
Play with a straight bat or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Now, there's a lot of contention out there that people have been saying that Fenton's a better batter than you.
Oh, hello. Now, hold on. You have been saying this, Scotty.
What I've said is I think Fenton's got better technique than you, whilst AB's argument is you've got a better technique than Fence. Would you say that that's more correct?
I'm not going to get involved with that. I know Fence is a good batter when he hasn't had been up to 4 o'clock the day before a 2020. Every other time I've seen him bat, he's smoked them.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay.
So how did he go? How did he go last game?
The T20 or
no. The Whitfords, because he hadn't been up.
As far as I'm aware, he hadn't been. That was a bit unlucky.
So what Kong's alluding to wasn't the best shot, fault. But it was my fault, the T20 results, because I held the beer pong.
Yeah, yes. The committee and basically Scott and you were the main culprits for holding the T20 beer pong before the T20, and early T20, mate, I say.
Yeah. I'm just saying people could just be more responsible. Also, there's one thing that we know you're very well known down the club for, like, some people think about your batting and that. I really know that most of the club knows about that. What happens to you when you get drunk and your hands turn into little T-Rex arms? Now, is that true that that happens?
Yeah, yes. I'd say that does happen, yes.
Yeah, perfect. That's what I wanted. Now, is that just something that's always been around and it's not, it's always been a thing? Like, it's interesting because you see just it slowly come a part of it, and it's just that one. Because I believe you've had this forever. It's not been all of a sudden.
Is this a family thing?
Does your brother
possibly,
do it?
No, I just think it's something that no one else has picked up on until I started hanging around you boys at the club. And you're like the only ones that have recognised it, and now other people, because you guys talk about it, have recognised it as well.
The other one is, this is a serious question, because Kong only actually come up as a nickname only a few years ago. You're always Razzy forever. And
Kong was a Churchill Northwest thing.
Yeah, that came through. But that's I think it's pretty solid. I think it's a nicest nickname. Did you enjoy it as a thing?
Oh, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, it's fine.
Perfect.
Now, Kong, lots of new players and new faces into the first 11. How have you found that? And I imagine there are a few different traits in the dressing room that are a bit different from year gone by.
Well, yeah, it's been a bit different this year. Like, probably half our team from last year was out or new boys in.
Yeah.
So we got, we've had at least three Poms come through. We got Freddie, who we know is a bit of a different bloke, but he's good. He gets along well with everyone. Had Hoodie, who's been a really good player for us when he can play. He's back this week. We've had Majeeb, again, different character, likes to turn up a bit late, but we've got a pretty good team going. Most of the boys, everyone gets along in the top team.
Happy with the group, would you say? Different dynamic? Yeah,
it's a different dynamic. You know, we've changed the name, like a lot of different boys through. You know, it's been a different year, but we're getting there, I reckon.
Yeah, good.
Fair enough, Kong. I'm just going to quickly hit you here. What do you think of the song?
Well, okay. I've got something for you.
Oh, I think you do have something for me.
You're not going to particularly like it. If you have heard it, you would not like. So I like the song, Scott. I like it. But having, you know, new players that don't know where the origins from the song, from the Greater Western Sydney song, don't know that song, don't get the vibe of the song, can't get it. So we had a big win against Bedford Morley 2 weeks ago. We got off the ground. Robbie hit a six off the last ball. Everyone was buzzing. And we made a decision as a team to sing the old song.
Did you sing it with new words? Like the North
Perth? With the North Perth in there. Because we wanted to go off for that after winning a big game.
No, I get that. It's cool. I'm just going to go fuck myself. It's fine.
No, but I love the new song, but it just needs practice. The boys.
The song's dead. I'm canning it. The song's gone.
Oh no!
I'll give you a heads up, here, Razzie. I met Hobbsy for lunch today, and I very calmly explained what had happened, and the toys came out the pram. The cutlery went on the floor. He spilt his dip. We had a curry dip, and literally there was a couple of business guys sitting next to us, and he nearly spilt it over them. I was lucky to be out of there.
I think it was Church who said after we did that to me, we just can't tell Scotty.
No, it's really good. What I do is I really enjoy the reason for it. Oh, we got these new blokes to the club. They don't know the song. Yep. Well, how the fuck do they know the old song?
three, well, I'm saying, like, you know, three Poms, Majeeb, no one, people that don't watch Australian football that wouldn't know the.
Yeah, but how do they know the other song? They don't play for Chewett Hill or North Perth.
Yeah, but we had 8 people there that have sung it, and like even I have trouble with the second verse in the new song is a little bit.
Sorry.
No, anyway, all right.
It just hurts the feelings.
Let's get on to what Kong really wants to talk about and
the tea break
and why he's come on.
So, not the tea break.
So we've had obviously a couple of weeks ago or a couple of episodes.
The greatest story ever.
The Swiss Roll nomination, which was allegedly where Kong has tried to scrub.
I don't think it's alleged. He's saying alleged.
Very alleged.
Yeah, so for those who haven't listened to it, Kong has attempted to scrub a skitty out of the toilet. And for some reason, has lowered his head. And there's been a bit of a splash.
How deep is your toilet? Is the question.
And also, how much are you scrubbing? And there's a splash and some of the skid has gone into his eye. And then he's rushed to try and go to the toilet. He's cracked his head on what I'm presuming is the mirror cabinet thing.
No, not quite.
And then and cut his eye, and now he's got blood, pus, and all the rest.
AB, you've said it wrong, and I agree. Kong will call you on this. It wasn't the cabinet, it was the sink.
It was the sink.
That's the only thing you made a mistake of. Besides
I apologise. On the sink.
That was one of the inaccuracies.
How did he get your head on the sink?
He's
very sharp.
Yeah.
So he's gone to his head under the tap. But Kong, what we'll do is we'll ask you questions here because we want to hear your side of it. Starting off with, how many times have you left skids in a toilet normally?
Enough. Plenty of times.
Enough? Okay, cool. So you don't... So, assuming you've cleaned them off before, never flush your poo away before cleaning your skid? Is that the thing we're going through?
Yeah. Yes. No exceptions.
So, that's the exception. That's fine. The blood that went into your eye, mixing with the fecal matter, did that cause an infection in any way?
No, it was all good. It was a little bit twitchy for couple of hours afterwards, but I cleaned it out. She's all good now, mate. Ready
does
to go.
Sound like a case of pink eye to me. So that does make sense.
No pink eye.
Definitely.
It was just call it water because I had flushed before, Scott,
yes,
that's the
alleged story of you flushing.
So, all right, give us your version of events, Russ.
So, I think... I had
You don't know. It feels like you're making this up on the spot,
about
Jeremy.
The night before. I'm pretty sure it was my work Christmas party the night before. Anyway, I was a little bit dusty, not too bad.
Oh, so you're under the influence of alcohol?
No, I don't know.
Automatically, you were testimony.
A little bit hazy. Needed to go to the toilet. Done. Flushed. Finished. A little bit of skid mark, as mentioned. But not much. A little bit of a vigorous scrub. It wasn't that much. It was just like the perfect splash,
splash.
In, and a little bit came up and it hit me just one little bit right in the eye. And it was water, obviously, not fecal matter, as you say. So I finished, put the brush down and went to wash my eye as quick as I could. And now sink has got like a stainless steel, chrome, I don't know, it's quite sharp, actually. Smashed my head on it, blood pissing out all over, down the nose. But it was definitely flushed beforehand. That was the inaccuracy that you...
let me just get this clear. So, did you scrub the toilet and did fecal matter hit you in the eye?
That is true, yes.
The other question we want to go with here is... with the fecal matter, with the skids, all this. It's all happened. You got the blood. Is it true you went out the next day and how did you perform?
Golden duck.
Golden duck. So
what
would
was
you,
that
would,
due to?
So would you say that the presence of having poo in your eye and blood in your eye has caused the failed performance the next day?
Well, I'm not going to blame it on that, but possibly.
Oh. Yeah. That sounds like a bit of a mission to me.
Yeah, a bit of an admission is what you mean. Not mission.
Admission. Not mission. Yeah, no, that's good. So pretty much, end of the day, Kong, the big question is, as AB already asked, you definitely scrub the toilet with poo in the bowl.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Okay. No worries, mate. Look, that's all we want. That's all we want.
We'll
make sure
we wanted to hear.
Look, so, mate, we'll go back to the general little giggle little chats. We have every guest. Tea breaks. Okay. And how much we love them. What are you going in for those tea breaks for, mate?
I don't normally eat much tea break, and it's normally either a couple of nuggets, maybe one party pie, and a couple of snakes, maybe an icy pole if it's hot. That's it. Not a big tea fan because I don't really like eating while playing.
I just really enjoyed you saying, I don't really have much, just some nuggets, party pie, a bit of watermelon,
no, no,
maybe
no,
a sandwich. Eat, like the whole tea.
No. Yeah. Like, we're talking one party pie, maybe a nugget if they have nuggets there, and then either sugar, yeah, icy pole, or a lolly.
Yeah, no, I'm actually with you on that.
Cordial.
Cordial's the big one.
Now, you've been against us for seasons
and
on
you,
this.
I would like to hear you apologise.
No apologies.
Okay. Don't expand on the point. So what I'm talking about is peach iced tea. So you're still not a fan?
Oh, like, it's not horrific, but it's no fruit cup.
Ooh.
That's fair enough to be a sheep. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay
it's
to
all
be a sheep.
Wrong
it's all right.
It's just, you but, know, not the right answer.
No, we just need something refreshing. It's just not as refreshing.
Oh, yeah, not the right mix.
Have you tried the pink grapefruit?
Oh, there's refreshing.
Yeah, that's below peach ice. That's worse.
Okay.
And then the ginger beer, I think.
Oh, the
Brendan,
ginger beer is disgusting.
Yeah,
enough,
ginger beer's
no
terrible.
We'll
agree
that.
On that one.
That's
fine.
He brought that in.
Two. You're wrong on the other two. Okay.
Well, I agree to disagree, but the ginger beer, when titties, no cutting. When titties brought that ginger beer in, it was the worst day. I got home so dehydrated after that game because I could not drink that shit.
That's fair enough. I actually do understand that. But another one is, Kong, this is outside of cordial. I'm sitting here in my step one undies right now. And I was going to talk about this afterwards, but you'd appreciate this. Have you got some step one undies yet, Kong?
No. I've heard you talking them up for the last couple of weeks. And out of principle, I don't think I'm going to get any.
Dead set, sitting here in just my step one undies.
Oh, that's concerning. Well, you didn't do much at training tonight, did you?
Nah, thanks.
So there shouldn't be much
Hey, I've just calmed him down, Kong. Don't set him off again.
Well, ran the fielding drills for half the training, then go, can I have a bat soon? No. Go bite me, Alex Stewart, you useless flog.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, he doesn't listen, he told us.
Yeah. Final question from us, Kong. You got to pick one or the other. AB or Hobbsy?
In what capacity?
Well,
what are we talking about?
That's the question?
That's just it.
Oh, yeah.
In any capacity.
Well, this is. I feel like this is a... Not
oh,
very,
it's me.
I'll go with
You hate it, but you know it's true.
I'll go Hobbsy.
Say, there's no doubt. We've watched the Super Bowl together.
Well, you didn't give me any context of I've known. Oh, I know you both at the same time.
No, I think I've met you probably before. I was at your 21st.
Oh, I don't care about how long I've known him. It's just about you rate people as a, like, who would you want?
Man.
It's just an easy one.
What though? In what situation?
Watto and Razzie both picked you.
Everyone picks me, AB.
What situation are we talking about? This is unfair.
No, what's it's that? Not, Kong. You're trying to on the fence here. It's as a bloke, as a mate, as a cricketer, as whatever you want. Lover, sleeper, fighter, you know.
Anyway, right. No worries.
Joker.
Just, you know, flick off the president, why don't you?
Jamie, look, it's very nice to have you on, mate, to get the real
story.
Story.
I still think he's up there. Regardless.
Well, yeah, what, Australia Swiss roll. Win it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
No, no. I'm telling you. I was there. Liam Sullivan has two cases to answer for. But
well, he's got about three by our count, but none of them...
Three.
Yeah, I heard. So what
they
happened
all,
was...
They all count.
They don't add up, though.
So it's not,
surely they do.
It's not a multiple thing. So, yeah, that's just quickly. Just, I just want to confirm with you here. When you found Liam sleeping in the toilet, was it because you were scrubbing skids off the toilet?
Oh, God. All the outside, actually.
You were shitting outside.
Why were you shitting outside?
Scared of the skid marks, obviously.
Yeah, can't rub any skid marks off if there's no toilet.
Gung, it's been a pleasure. It's looking like you're on a big season for runs, and hopefully
you can lead a top side
and
into the
finals.
And get
the runs, not just in the bowl. That'd be great for us.
Oh, that's terrible. Stop it, Hobbsy. No, thanks for coming on, Razzy. I appreciate you staying up so late. I know Hobbsy's made you wait, but even though you've picked him, don't worry about it.
We'll see you on Saturday, mate, and best of luck with Captain versus you, mate. Thanks again for being on.
Cheers, thanks, guys. I'm going to be here. That's it.
Hobbsy.
Why are you playing the Hobbsy song?
Hobbsy.
I'd run out of songs. We're on air.
I know we're on air.
Hobbsy.
You've got no segment now.
Hobbsy. Kong requested it. Kong wanted bullshit. That song on. That's why I put it on.
I genuinely thought I had a chance of getting an AB there.
There was no doubt. Kong and I go to the Super Bowl. We've watched the Super Bowl together.
I don't care.
Go out a lot more together. I'm more likeable.
Nah, you're not. Maybe he's just not bored of you yet.
Nah, not yet. Wait till you get bored of me. That was a nice thing. Good to find the real stuff behind.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's fact finding. You know, we've
proven it.
We've heard the alleged story, and we've found it to be factual. You know, this is a news platform.
Yeah, it's really weird for Kong to want to come on a show to verify what we said. But
strange.
Very good. Very enjoyable. Very good for everyone
good
out there.
Good on him for coming forward.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of weight's off his shoulders now, trying to, like, the lie. He was trying to defend himself.
Well, there was some weight off his shoulders in the morning, obviously.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not scrub shit in my face. Like,
But I did. All right. Now, we were due to have a third guest on.
Oh, we've run out of time.
But we've run out of time, so really sorry, Matt Dowd.
Dowdy.
You missed out again. Maybe we'll try and pencil some time in for you next week. Massive show.
Couple of good guests.
I reckon that's the best lineup we might have had so far this season. Certainly, yeah. Ronan blew me away there.
It's so childish. But it was great. Hope the episode wasn't too long for you, and I hope you listen to us on your drive home. And
we'll see you maybe next week, maybe the week
hopefully
after.
Hopefully, do it next week. Yeah. Let's
All right,
just get us back on thing.
All right, see you guys.
Catch you later, guys.